Dear Mum, this is me, your daughter Lois, but I'm now 57 years old and I've travelled back in time to talk to 57-year-old you. Don't ask how or why, just bear with me. I know at this stage this seems almost impossible to believe, but shortly after your 90th birthday, you will be diagnosed with mixed dementia, Alzheimer's and vascular if you're interested. And I'm writing to tell you that it's going to be okay. You will be all right. As James and I have said to you so many times this last year, you don't need to worry. We are here to do your worrying for you these days. I know. 57-year-old you doesn't do much worrying anyway, but 90-year-old you found lots to worry about. I think it was that you could no longer always make sense of what was going on in the world. I don't know how much you know about dementia, perhaps not much more than I did last year before your diagnosis. So what are the key things to tell you? There's so much to say, but actually I wonder how much of it really matters. What have I learned through your dementia is that all that really matters in the end is love. And you know, Mum, although we haven't always voiced it, you are so very, very loved by all of us. I'm going to assume that your big fears about you having a touch of Alzheimer's, as you put it the day after your diagnosis, that those fears are the same as my big fears. Because I know how much we think alike. I've learnt that this last year. My greatest fear was that you'd no longer recognise me. Me, your favourite daughter. And yes, I know that I'm your only daughter, but it's become one of our wee jokes. I call you my favourite mum, and you call me your favourite daughter. Yep, I know it's not really that funny, but when you're 90 it will become more amusing, trust me on this. And let's put that fear to one side anyway. You'll continue to know me. And if you don't know exactly who I am, I now know that you will always at least understand that I'm a person who loves you and keeps you safe. And my other fear is that you will change temperament, that you will no longer maintain your composure, that you'll lose that ability that you have to be firm but kind. So very kind, but always, always fair. What if your dementia alters your personality, such that you're constantly angry or prone to outbursts, shouty and swearing and hitting out at people, either physically or verbally? I don't know how I would cope with that. Perhaps you're worrying about what you will lose, what bits of you will be lost to all of us. Your easy conversation, your curiosity, your stories, your relationship to others. Your ability to sketch and draw with such ease, especially horses. How you can make a feast for a table full of family from what appears to be frugal scraps in the fridge. Your ease of getting small children and animals to do what you want them to do. And actually most adults too. And yes, most of that will go. Perhaps all of it. But none of that is really you. It's just stuff that you do. You are still there. Here. And I can confirm that 91-year-old you, with relatively advanced dementia, is the concentrated essence of who you are, and never have you been more loved. But one thing, Mum, look after your teeth. I love you, Lois.